space. No worries about lot size. Cox Builders can build on site if needed. Call Cox Builders today and mention The Roar for a special offer. 864-847-9009. 864-847-9009.
Folks, summer is here, and there's no better way to kick off summer than a trip to Elkmont, featuring outdoor gear, clothing, and shoes from great brands like Patagonia, Free Fly, Bog Bags, On Running, Birkenstock, Hey Dudes, Ray-Ban, and Costa Sunglasses, Eno Hammocks, Innova Disc Golf, Wilderness System Kayaks, Boat Boards, and so much more. Elkmont has the brands you love. And when you spend $100 at Elkmont, you get a buy one, get one half off deal at Elkmont's Tap Room. Where else can you have a great meal, quench your thirst with a cold craft beer, and shop for anything from kayaks and lifestyle clothing to home goods and jewelry? With two convenient locations to serve you, why not stop by? Located in Powdersville next to Dunkin' Donuts on Highway 153 and in Clemson at 93 exit on Highway 123. And remember, there's something for everyone at Elkmont. Go Tigers!
Mobile, you get the no contract advantage. Unlimited talk and text plus 5 gigabytes of high-speed data for $30 a month. $30 a month on a nationwide 5G network and no contract. That's our best deal ever. Shop now at simplemobile.com. Simple Mobile, out with the old, in with the simple. Compatible 5G-capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available. Plus taxes and fees. 1 month equals 30 days. Terms at simplemobile.com.
Doesn't miss a thing, you got it to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine, tell you what I got. Road Rage.
Walked up to the Road Rage. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627. Jay laid out sort of a lengthy counterpoint. I don't know that I can get into all that. It's too long. But I think suffice it to say, the game is in trouble. Again, the demographics of the game, Jay, prove the game is in trouble. The average age of a baseball viewer is 60 years old. That's not survivable. Doesn't matter that finance goes up. The demographics aren't survivable. The game has to do something to attract younger people. Honestly, the actuarial table suggests baseball is dying and that the sport is dying. And this isn't helping it. It's, again, when guys like Mike Trout and Don Mattingly are telling you this, I think you can take it to the bank. It's ugly. It's awful. The numbers don't lie. This is the entire top of Major League Baseball. I mean, I just gave you a point-by-point comparison to 2002. No one is making contact with the ball. It's just an ugly, ugly brand of baseball. And it's fundamentally not working. It's also counterintuitive. It's flat stupid. It's so beyond friggin' ignorant that it's almost laughable. I got multiple people, Ramona, writing, launch your A back to the bench. Greatest line ever. That's Mr. Fender and Rachel and others. I appreciate that. But that's what's happening. I got lots of texts on this as well. Tiger Harley writes, well, let me see. Hey, Walt, I'm about to. Oh, no. No, that's the wrong one. That's, where'd it go? Here it is. You know, Tiger Harley wrote, Walt, This is a fascinating conversation. Please explain analytics. Do you mean the deal where a player goes up to the bat having studied an iPad and then gets to bat with what he thinks he'll see and gets beat? No, you know, Tyra Harley, really just in terms of the evolution of the game, we started preaching things that are counterintuitive to hitting. We started preaching a uppercut swing. I mean, that the whole history of the game, all the best teachers of hitting in the game, none of them would favor that approach. Nobody. No baseball man who taught hitting would favor that approach. We've had the hit doctor, Al, on the show many times. I wish he'd be on now. I wish we could find him right now. But, you know, he always taught a flat swing, a level swing. And now with guys throwing 100 miles an hour, all you need do is contact the ball, and it will fly out. It will fly out. Your home run. Here's the thing. If guys would just go backwards and relearn the flat level swing, their home run numbers would go up dramatically because all these cats are throwing 100 miles an hour. Ball meets bat, ball goes. But unfortunately, this notion of launch angle and three-run home runs, etc., has relegated the game to a game of just strikeouts. It's just strikeouts. Yeah, again, you sit down to watch a baseball game, and you can watch inning after inning after inning where guys are just being mowed down. There's no contact. There's no chance of contact. It's like when contact occurs now, it's by accident. Dickie on the Vibe Broadband Communication phone lines. How you doing, Dickie?
Hey, Walt. I'm doing good, Walt. I agree with all you're saying. I missed the lady caller before. I picked up the end of her conversation before the last break.
Yep.
So I don't know if you covered this or not. I contend, and let me say this first. Where are the Rod Carews and the Pete Roses of the world? They aren't out there. Because of this.
No.
I contend that the problem is not analytics. Analytics are numbers. That's all they are. The problem is the teams and the folks, the coaches, general managers, that believe in it. Therein lies your problem.
Yeah, the analytics...
Analytics
right,
are
but the
a tool.
Right, but the problem is, Dickie, it's a tool run amok. And the analytics are running the games. The managers aren't even making the decisions they used to make. In most cases, the managers are being dictated to by the analytics department. The manager has to exist within the parameters of what the analytics tells him to do.
I understand that. I'm talking about the people in the office, the general managers and the analytic guys.
Yeah.
Therein lies the problem. It's not analytics. Well, analytics are a tool.
Well,
quit believing in them.
No, that's it exactly. And now there's mounting evidence that the basis for everything they've done is fatally flawed.
Okay, I don't love the evidence, but I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's not analytics, it's the people.
No, that's true. Right. I mean, it. All right, Dickie, thank you. Good job. I mean, you know, it's really the opposite side of the same coin. Okay, I mean, the two things work together. You don't have the outcome without the analytics. You don't have the outcome without the people employing the analytics. As we said, again, the shift in Major League Baseball has been so dramatic that managers are now operating under the analytic umbrella. They're not free in most cases to make the old-time baseball decisions that they used to make. They operate under the analytics umbrella and are limited to making decisions based on that parameter. In other words, they don't get to overrule it. You know, we had this conversation with the Atlanta Braves and shifting in the way this game is being played. The Braves for the last 2 years were like last in baseball, fewest shifts. Now, in the last few weeks, there's been some notable change. You know, maybe we need to get to somebody in this Braves hierarchy and figure out how that came about, how that change was initiated. I'm guessing that in the Braves' case, they seemed late to the analytics element. But I don't know how that all played out behind the scenes. All I know is that there's some recent evidence, and it may be too small a sample size to prove anything by. It's not statistically relevant yet, but there seems to be some sort of move by the Braves to play the shift game, which they weren't engaging in before. You know, again, that may be the opposite of what we're seeing in most of Major League Baseball. But there's no question that the game has been damaged. I mean, you know, again, Mattingly is sitting there saying the game sucks. It's just a disaster. And Mike Trout, the best player in the game, has basically said, you know, I need to find a different way. I'm going back to some of what I used to do. I'm going back. I'm going to try and go back to more of a flat level swing. And somebody asked me on the text line a couple minutes ago, if Trout does it, will that lead others to do it? Yeah, I think so. I think so. Look, we live in a copycat world. And if the best player in the game is suddenly abandoning the analytics approach that dictates uppercut swings, etc., then perhaps that will have a trickle-down effect on the game itself. I hope so, because I think the game is in need of help right now. I think it's fairly obvious. It's ugly. It's awful. It's out of balance. It's as out of balance as it was during the steroid era, except the opposite way. Maybe even more so. Again, the numbers don't lie. I just gave you randomly. I did not cherry pick those. In fact, I think I actually picked a pretty good ERA year for the top pitchers in Major League Baseball 19 years ago. And I didn't choose it. I just let the scroll down choose it. I went with the first one, 2021, and the last one to be included, 2002. And I did not examine any other years. So it was not a cherry pick. It wasn't me working backwards to support my contentions. It wasn't any of that. It was totally chosen at random. And as I said, I think if I actually wanted to cherry pick for the purposes of this conversation, I think I'm guessing I could have cherry picked much better examples than the 2002 example. In other words, I think the 2002 example was actually a pretty good year for ERAs with guys like Pedro Martinez and Randy Johnson, etc. But what we're seeing this year is outlandish, defies all of history. And the reason for it is going to be more obvious. And I don't know. The only way to get this game back in balance is to stop doing it. I don't know how much more evidence you need. I mean, you can't even advance runners. If you get runners on, you can't advance them because you can't touch the ball. It's all these little things. It's bunting and hitting the opposite way and stolen bases and all these elements of the game that have left the game. The most exciting elements of the game have left the game. Somebody asked me a week ago, you know, well, what about triples? Yeah, which used to be the most exciting element of the game. All these elements of the game are gone. They're all gone. All we have now is strikeout and home run. That's it. Strikeout and home run is the whole game. I mean, we have these dopes who insist on hitting into shifts. You put three guys on one side of the infield, and these guys are still intentionally hitting that way. I'm sorry. That is so invincibly stupid, it almost defies description. I mean, they're going to give you a hit but either you're unwilling or you're no longer proficient enough to control a bat to take it. And you're a professional. I'm sorry. We've reached the point of utter embarrassment on this front. And do I think it's going to run its course? Actually, I'm starting to think maybe. I'm starting to think maybe there is some light. I'm starting to think when the best player in the game says, you know what, this stuff is not really the way you should do it, and starts to try and flatten his swing and starts to make some changes, then perhaps others will follow. And again, all you need to do is look at the numbers, which are so ridiculously bad for hitters. Just embarrassingly bad. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. Look, Turner's is the perfect way to express yourself with a beautiful gift. It's a special place. It's not a chain. It's privately owned. Mark and his staff just do an incredible job. I mean, it's an amazingly large store, and they have everything you could think of, from the largest selection of diamonds in the upstate in stock, something in every price range. No one's close. To gemstones, pearls, watches. No one does it like Turner's Jewelers. They have it all. So just get there. You'll thank me later. Look, whatever your occasion, you'll find gorgeous jewelry to warm a heart, amazing jewelry choices. It's always the right time to give a gift she'll remember forever. Show your school spirit with university charms from the Turner's Jewelers collection. Choose Turner's for your wedding jewelry. Nobody says I do like they do at Turner's. They even have silicone tiger palm wedding bands, a family tradition of excellent service for over 60 years in the upstate. Turner's also designs jewelry in-house every day. They have for a million years. They're experts at it. 3D CAD technology. If you can dream it up, draw it up on a napkin, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days. And you'll be there with them every step of the way. They'll even show you what it will look like on the appropriate hand. It's astonishing technology. Plus, don't forget this, Turner's pays premium prices for your old gold or silver. Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Shop for gift options online at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. We'll turn our attention to college football when we get back. You want in? 654-7627.
Yes, indeed. We're talking some mighty fine eating at the Chicken Basket in Anderson, home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. Now with a brand spanking newly remodeled dining room. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Hello, and welcome to your local cat dealer, Blanchard Cat, home to offers like 0% for 60 months on select new cat compact equipment. Call 803-570-8833. Terms and conditions apply.
For more than 70 years, Founders has been dedicated to helping members achieve financial success and security. Today, they operate more than 30 offices and have more than 700 employees, proudly serving over 225,000 members. Founders offers low-rate products and personalized services, forging a unique bond with their members to build lifetime partnerships based on trust. With nearly $3 million donated to local communities and schools in 2020, Founders strives to give back just as they've always done. Founders stands behind their neighbors working every day to ensure their communities are healthy and strong. With programs like Habitat for Humanity, Relay for Life, and so much more, Founders volunteers time, money, and resources to those that need it most. Relax with Founders. Not a member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent Trane dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
Hey, Tiger fans, Greg and Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville.
We wanted to thank each of you that have welcomed us into the upstate community since we opened our doors.
One thing we love about Duck Donuts is the happiness we can provide to families.
Family is very important to us, so to be able to make an impact to yours, especially during a year like 2020, has been very rewarding to us.
We know the strength of the Clemson family, so thank you for your business in 2020, and Julie and I look forward to seeing more of you in 2021.
Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
Introducing in-person payments from PayPal, a touch-free way for your customers to pay and tip. Whether you're a hot dog vendor.
Mustard? You gotta have the mustard.
A personal trainer.
Don't you drop those knees, Sandra!
Or a boba shop.
Brewed to pearly perfection.
Signing up your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan, pay, and tip too. Shop safe with touch-free QR code payments. Fees may apply. For more info, go to paypal.com/us/getQR code.
Making My Mark's mission is to spread awareness, education, and advocacy about suicide, offering programs for students and staff at schools, churches, youth groups, and clubs, with a goal to start crucial conversations that are vital in removing the stigma associated with mental illness.
Anxiety, depression, and other mental illnesses are as prevalent as cancer and heart disease, even though the public perception is different. We lose someone to suicide every 12 minutes in this country.
It devastates families and communities, and it is preventable. Making My Mark wants to start crucial conversations by raising awareness through a message of hope. Talking saves lives.
Making My Mark promotes the building of resiliency and self-worth they can call on if needed. Join us for a special OOB broadcast June 11th as we bring light to this cause.
DQ presents. Picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, Cool Mint and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
The greatest interviews, the most sought-after guests. It's all on The Roar.
No, I'm not going crazy, but lately my head and my heart seem to be at least a million miles apart. And my heart says to love you, my head says to run. It's like my heart is too afraid to tell my head what it's done. I know that it could never be the way it was. Even though you'll be the death of me, I can't give you up. Too much is not enough. It's not the love, it's not the lust that grips me.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Brian Greenville says this analytics BS is going to get Monty fired. Analytics don't win. Good baseball does. I don't know. You know, look, I think that Clemson was a young team this year, and I expect a rebound, but I understand the point. Alan from Pellet says maybe they should just bring back steroids just to even things out.
Maybe.
Hey, the Don's all over that song. It must be the whiskey. Love it, dude. Exactly. Yeah, it's an outlaw country day on Road Rage today. And that, in fact, was Must Be the Whiskey. Senator Ted says slap money will put a stop to the shift. Well, it would if people could do it and if people wanted to do it. But they don't want to do it, and they have no intention of doing it. And furthermore, they can't execute it. Texas says women's college softball is the best game on the diamond happening right now because they actually put the ball in play. Might be true. It's certainly popular. while most other baseball seems to be moving in the opposite direction, women's college softball is just gaining in popularity. Texter 353 says, Walt Diptula for Major League Baseball commissioner. I know I can do better than Rob Manfred. I know that. There's no doubt in my mind. Now, that's a low bar, you know, but I know there are some things that I would change immediately. Like on day one, Ramona, of the Walt Diptula Major League Baseball Commissioner Administration, I would put Shoeless Joe Jackson in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, first thing.
On day one. Yeah. That'd be day one. The first bill I signed would be to get Shoeless Joe Jackson into the Hall of Fame. There's no evidence he cheated. There's quite a bit of evidence to the contrary. I've heard both sides of this. You know, the other thing is, those are lifetime bans. You know, well, he's dead. You know what I'm saying? I mean, those were lifetime bans. Now, when we say ban for life, that generally refers to the individual. It doesn't refer to the history of the game. It's not banning for the lifetime of the game. It's banning for the lifetime of the individual. Regardless, there's just not enough evidence. There never was. Look, I've heard the counter arguments. I've heard them. But Manfred's letter to the Shoeless Joe Jackson Society on this issue is the most embarrassing bit of drivel I have ever read. It's unthinkable, as we've discussed. I mean, he actually, again, it wasn't allowed. Voting for Shoeless Joe Jackson was not allowed. It was prohibited. Manfred actually made the argument in that letter that, well, his peers didn't see fit to vote for him at the time either. So we have to take that into consideration. Hey, listen, you dolt. He was ineligible. You couldn't vote for him. And you have the nerve to offer that up as a defense? I mean, you know, a six-year-old from Quebec wouldn't offer that defense.
Quebec.
It's just invincibly stupid. Yeah, I changed it up. You know, I usually use Idaho.
Yeah,
Idaho.
That's Quebec.
Yeah, but I don't want the Idaho people listening to think of taking it out on them, on that one guy on the Snake River who's listening. I don't want him thinking I'm taking it out on Idaho, or that I'm claiming the whole state of Idaho is stupid. I'm just saying they, you know, probably don't have television. No, I'm not. But you get my drift. I mean, it was, and just realize this. You had guys like Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb who were saying that Shoeless Joe Jackson might have been the greatest hitter they ever saw. And Manfred actually had the nerve to suggest that, well, those guys didn't vote for him then either, so maybe it's really not an issue because his peers, he's one of the greatest hitters ever lived. And you talk about disingenuous phonies. You know, he should have stuck to his original argument, Ramona, because remember, his original argument was that the further remove you get from that time period, and all these other commissioners before me had rubber stamped it, I'm not really in a position to adjudicate it any longer. I'm just too far removed from the incident to know the whole truth of it. Okay.
That's what he said first. He should have shut up after that.
What? Well, that's a reasonable response. You know, that type of argument is well-reasoned, and quite honestly, it provides pretty good cover for you. It's wrong, but it provides pretty good cover. It's not, if he were to make that statement, that's not something I could really take issue with. You know, there's some truth to that. You know, it's like the scene of a crime grows colder. And yeah, in that situation, there's DNA. There's no DNA to fix this. And so That's a reasonable argument. What's not a reasonable argument is the rest of the argument he made. So, yeah, I would do that. And I would certainly try and balance the game. I would favor getting rid of the analytics. I would lay out the case for why it is not helping the game in any way, shape, or form. And just the obvious evidence of how out of whack and out of balance the game of baseball is. I want to shift to college football. I want to touch on the Julio Jones thing before I do that. We started on that. I want to wrap up that conversation. But before I do any of that, let me get to our guy Marcel. It's not Tuesday, or it is Tuesday. It's not Monday when Marcel normally comes in for his Monday update with Marcel, but it's the Tuesday update with Marcel. Marcel, how are you?
Hello, Walt. I'm so sorry for my nap yesterday, but today,
man has to nap.
I know. It's going to be a little bit harder for me. But today, it is Tuesday, and I got your Mondays with Marcel report, Tuesday style. All the Clemson Tigers sports update you need in 6 minutes or less. So, let's get into it. Starting with golf, and rising senior Alexandria Swain finished sixth among amateurs and fourth among active college players at the 2021 U.S. Women Open at the Olympic Club late Friday evening. She missed by four shots with a score of 152 for the first 36 holes, but was tied for the sixth out of 31 amateurs. Maga Gain, a high school golfer from New Jersey, was the top amateur after two rounds, with a 138, just two shots off the lead. The only college players ahead of Swain after 36 holes were Maja Sark of Oklahoma State, 141, Gurley Cowell of Bear, 144, and Stanford's Rachel Heck, now 147, of course. She will be of the senior leaders of Kelly Hester's team that returns four of five starters. Next, the men's soccer, you know, Walt. And in the midst of the historic spring season, the Clemson men's soccer team carried its success from the field into the classroom throughout the 2021 spring semester. The Tigers collectively earned a 3.38 GPA the past spring, making it tied for the third best GPA ever earned by the program and just the sixth time in head coach Mike Noonan's 23-semester tenure at Clemson that the team has collectively earned a 3.30 or better. Men's soccer GPA was the third best of any team at Clemson during the spring, while also serving as the best GPA earned by a male sports program. As a whole, Clemson Athletics produced a department-wide GPA of 3.15 for the 2021 semester. And yes, Barron served as the program's lone graduate during Clemson's May commencement ceremonies. A native of Orlando, Florida, earned his degree in political science and has collected ACC academic honor rolls or roll honors during his first 2 years at Tigertown. While Akshi Anwu, a fall semester of last year graduate, was able to walk at graduation this May with his family in attendance. He, one of the greatest players in U.S. men's soccer history, is a graduate of Clemson thanks to Tiger Trust Program. And lastly, Walt, you better believe it, junior outfielder Bryce Titterson was named a strength and conditioning All-American by NSCA, the National Strength and Conditioning Association. He is the second Tiger to be honored by the organization, joining right-hander Riley Gillen in 2 years. He hit .235 with 8 homers, 3 triples, 4 doubles, to 21 RBIs, 25 runs, and 6 steals in 52 games of this year. He also did not commit an error in 125 chances as one of the nation's best defensive outfielders. He earned all ACC tournament honors by going 5-for-8 with 2 homers, 2 triples, a double, and 7 RBIs in 2 games. And we're so happy for the Clemson Athletics the your Lady Tigers, Ramona, that Jenny Reddy to women's basketball staff this year. As well, it was announced by women's basketball head coach Amanda Butler. 4:37, your Mondays with Marcel. Tuesday, Sal has come to an end. Walt, Ramona, thank you for having me on. I'll see you back here next Monday. I will try to get back to you, as always. At the Dark
thank
Marcel,
you, Marcel
on Twitter, or you can find me on Facebook, Marcel Mart Today. Take care, and go Tigers. See you then.
Thank you, Marcel. Awesome work, as always. We always appreciate Marcel's updates. People keep writing in, Ramona, on the baseball issue, now on Shoeless Joe Jackson as well. Also on the rejoin music, Ramona. Cody Jinks, reentry music, dope, Walt. That's what we're talking about right there. The Don says, let's be honest, chicks dig the long ball. So does every media outlet. They make people only focus on hidden homers. The fundamentals have been buried for years. Yeah, again, the problem is you'd have more home runs. Again, the basic is you'd have more home runs if you just swung with a flat level swing because the ball is coming 100 miles an hour. On the Julio Jones thing, and we're going to need to get into this on the other side. I want to get into college football discussion for much of the rest of the day, including one touch on Saban and a few other things, including college football playoffs and just our top 40, and start to get into that and continue our conversation of the top quarterbacks, which I came out with back in February. But you know, the Julio Jones thing, as I said, Tennessee was the one viable offer. There wasn't a big market. And so I think the Falcons did the best they could with the situation. You know, what does it mean for Tennessee? Look, I think it helps them. But as I said, they lost a lot of pieces in that receiving core. It's not going to be easy to replace Jonnu Smith, who's one of the better tight ends in the league, who's now a Patriot. And, you know, and you lose two other really productive wide receivers, and you replace all that with Julio Jones. I'm not sure that you got better than what you were. And yet people are already jumping ahead and trying to put Tennessee in an elevated situation in the playoffs. Look, I think they're a contender. I think they should make the playoffs. But it's going to be a crowded field in the AFC. You know, what are the Chargers going to look like? The Chiefs are certainly still going to be there, although they are now a Super Bowl loser, which I think bears watching. You know, I think the Steelers will rebound after the end of their disappointing season. The Ravens are still going to be good. Baltimore is going to be good. I think the Cleveland Browns, in my mind, are the favorite to win the AFC. And I think the Tennessee Titans and the Colts are the other two teams that you would look at. Did I mention the Bills? If I didn't mention the Bills as well. I mean, I think that's your group of teams. And I think the Titans, if Julio can stay healthy, are now a part of that conversation. But they still might be toward the lower end of that. That defense last year was horrific. And they need to fix that element of that team. You know, it's curious. You know, it's interesting, Ramon. John Robinson, the GM of the Tennessee Titans, in vetting Julio Jones and trying to decide whether they wanted to make a strong play for Julio Jones, do you know they actually went and talked to Nick Saban? Think about that. They went all the way back in the Julio Jones lineage, his tree, his existence, to speak with Nick Saban about who and what he was. Well, you talk about doing your homework. That's doing your homework. You know, we're a long way removed from when Julio Jones was at Alabama, but they actually went that far back in trying to determine whether they wanted to make a strong play for Julio Jones. All right. It's about 98% football from here on out, college style. Quick break.
Yes, indeed. We're talking some mighty fine eating at the Chicken Basket in Anderson, home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. Now with a brand spanking newly remodeled dining room. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
It's bow time. With bold fried chicken and a scratch-made buttermilk beauty, nothing beats the first bite of a Cajun filet biscuit. Except the second first bite. Get two Cajun filet biscuits for just $5. It's bow time.
Dads. Always there for us through all the bumps in the road, whatever we put them through. To the ones who've given so much to us, we say, Happy Father's Day, Dads. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties, Folgers or Cafe Bustelo, large can or K-cup coffee, $5.98 each. Select varieties, 6 to 12 count quilted northern bath tissue, $6.98 each. And select sizes and varieties, Heinz or Simply Heinz ketchup, 2 for $5. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
At the Healthcare Clinic, our doctors, therapists, and health coaches have been where you are. Here's what they have to say.
I'm Coach Amber, and I lost 100 pounds and started my own meal prep company.
I'm Coach Lou. I was pre-diabetic at the age of 30. I lost 27 pounds of fat and reverse my blood sugar.
I'm Coach Katie, and I'm a diabetic. I was able to reverse my A1C from 7.5 down to 5.4.
They guarantee results in 30 days or your money back. Buy one program, get one free, because they won't let you do it alone. Call 1-877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
I'm Emily Bennett. My dad and his team at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders. Takeuchi was the first to put rubber tracks on compact equipment. 58 years later, they've come from world first to world leader in compact equipment. Bennett and Takeuchi now offer a wide range of attachments from buckets and forks to forestry mulchers. Call my dad or visit BennettEquipment.net, and when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, I'm alone.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
At Lowe's, we're your go-to for great gardening values every day. That's why we've lowered our price on select bagged mulch, now starting at just $2.88 a bag. Mulch helps prevent weeds and retains moisture. And when you put it down around trees, shrubs, and flower beds, you'll see how beautiful it makes your outdoor space. Just in time to welcome back family and friends. Shop online and pick up in store. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. Selection and product availability vary by location. While supplies last, U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The flagship station for Clemson basketball. You're listening to The Roar.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back with the great Waylon Jennings on Outlaw Country Day. You know, I've had a couple of conversations with people about Aaron Rodgers before we get into more college football discussion. And I want to touch on one NBA thing, too. I've had some conversations with people about Aaron Rodgers. You know, it's funny. I'm trying to remember who it was, and I just don't. But it was a Green Bay Packer offensive lineman. And I don't want to say which one. I think I know, but I'm not 100% sure. It was a while ago. But it was still in this general time period where what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers kind of talk. And he was talking about how he was asked about his relationship with Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, he tried to sort of downplay it. But the first words out of his mouth, which are often a litmus test as to truth, the first words out of his mouth were, for the first 6 years, I didn't know if he knew I was on the team.
Wow.
He said, I really don't remember speaking to Aaron in the first 6 years. But then he, you know, tried to soft pedal it after this. Said, but, you know, look, he's a good guy. We got along good. And, you know, and you know, now we're friends kind of thing, that kind of thing. But imagine that. Imagine that. Remember we heard from inside sources in Tampa Bay that the first thing Brady did is he went around to every person, the janitors, everybody, and made them feel that they were the most important person to the success of the team.
Well, the guy's the quarterback. He should have, I mean, and they didn't talk to this one guy for 7 years?
Well, but that's the point is that's how he was probably to everybody that, like, wasn't a receiver or something. And, look, it's not hard to figure. It's not hard to figure. The guy is just a sad sack. He's the most sullen guy, one of the most sullen guys I've ever seen. Every interview, you see him. Every interview, he pulls this cap down over his eyes and he slouches down in the chair and then he mutters. There's nothing about that that says leader of men. He's immensely gifted. He's also a human slug. And that's the dilemma with him. You know, do you opt for the talent or eventually do you just get sick of it? His own family got sick of it. Dude is hated by his own family. I told you, I heard an ex-Pittsburgh Steeler cornerback, Ike Taylor, one night talking about Aaron Rodgers on radio. And he was being asked, I think it was us, I think it was National CBS Radio. And he was asked about his situation. He said, well, you know, look, go ask the Tampa Bay Buccaneers how they feel about Brady. He said to a man, they would tell you they love Tom Brady. He said, go ask the Kansas City Chiefs how they feel about Patrick Mahomes. He said, to a man, they could tell you they love Patrick Mahomes. He said, now go ask the same question to the Green Bay Packers. See what answer you get. Look, I think that's the truth of it. And now he's skipping mandatory minicamp. You know, how's it going to play out? I don't know. Jeff Klyman, who covers the Patriots, wrote earlier today, and I think this is right, that if Jordan Love, who's going to get all the reps now, excels, then you have to think that Aaron Rodgers could be done and Green Bay. If he looks the part, if Love looks the part, now getting all the reps, that maybe they'll just be done with it. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out. I do believe that Love has talent. I mean, all I can do is go back to his collegiate days and offer the same evaluation I offered on him then. There's no additional evidence. It's not like he's been playing. But that's the same situation that Aaron Rodgers was in once upon a time when Green Bay fans had basically decided, well, he can't play. And I kept warning him, no, he's got unbelievable talent. And he's going to make you forget about Brett Favre. I don't know whether he's ever gotten to the point of making Packer fans forget about Brett Favre. I don't think so. Actually, I think what, from a historical standpoint, what Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers have done is combined to make Bart Starr the best quarterback in Packer history. Because I don't think either one of them got the most out of their ability for an assortment of reasons. I honestly don't think Brett Favre was smart enough. I just don't think he was a smart enough quarterback. And in Aaron Rodgers' case, you know, again, I just think he's a guy who plays with one eye on SportsCenter highlights, and he's just difficult to get along with. He's just not a leader of men. As I said, just watch any interview with Aaron Rodgers. It's not hard to understand. He's just not a leader of men. You know, Terry Bradshaw has always said, and I think there's something to this, that the most important element of quarterback play is that you be a leader of men. Terry Bradshaw, statistically, and again, he played in a different time frame when vertical passing was the way you played, and so none of the numbers look good. In fact, from a historical standpoint, his numbers look pretty awful. But what he was he was a leader of men. And at playoff time, he played his best football because, yes, he was a leader of men. Aaron Rodgers has never been any of that. Never. Tess said they waited too long to trade Julio. Maybe. Maybe. Going back to the original move by Dimitroff to jump 20 spots for a wide receiver, I didn't like that move then, and I think that to a degree they paid for it the whole time. By the way, Ramona, Nick Saban has re-upped with Alabama, Ramona.
Oh, he's not going to retire?
No, never. Never. Nick Saban is now under contract into 2029. He apparently is going to coach forever. You know what? That guy may just be mean enough to do it.
And I mean that.
You know what the insanity is, Ramona? I'm actually finding myself saying some good things about Nick Saban recently.
I noticed that.
Well, you know, look. We all get he's been a disingenuous phony, okay? On the list of disingenuous phonies, you start with Saban and Krzyzewski. They're the leaders. They're the all-time leaders. But unlike Krzyzewski, Saban has successfully reinvented himself. Krzyzewski tried to reinvent himself. He tried to go the Calipari route, the easy way out. That failed miserably. The one and doneers. Saban so wants to win that he abandoned everything he was and did in favor of a modern approach. He scrapped it. Into his 70s, he scrapped who he was. Do you know how difficult it is for somebody in their 70s who has done something and dominated a particular way to say, you know what, this isn't working anymore, it's time to do something else? It's impossible. But he did. He did exactly that. You know, again, remember, there was all the disingenuous phony stuff, where he tried to suggest that up-tempo spread offenses were too dangerous for the game. He tried to lobby for this. Then he tried to have the rules changed, said that it was just too dangerous for players to compete, blah, 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 blah. And the next thing, when he realized that he couldn't stop it and that he wasn't going to be able to influence Pete Pettle to lobby it out of the game, he decided to adopt it. And again, there was an absolutely disingenuous element of all that, especially when you consider he's a guy who was employing 350-pound NFL offensive linemen with 250-pound running backs running behind him. And the only team that was dangerous to anybody else in college football from a physical standpoint was actually his team. Okay, well, that's as phony, disingenuous as you can get. But the bottom line in all of it is he came out the other side and said, look, I can't stop these people. This is the way the game is going. If I want to continue to be at the top of the college football world, I need to reinvent myself immediately. And so he's tried. He started with trying to change his recruiting philosophy on defense. He wasn't looking for Dante Hightower types anymore at linebacker. He wasn't looking for 260-pound run stuffers at linebacker anymore. He realized that he had to get guys who could play in space because it had become a space game. It was a game about whether when an offensive team gets their insane weapons out in space and creates these one-on-one matchups, whether you have any matchup pieces or not. And he didn't. So he changed his philosophy. But that wasn't the ultimate change. The ultimate change to his philosophy came later. The ultimate change to his philosophy was when he recognized that he was going to just have to give up the run and be physical side of the game in favor of opening it up and throwing the ball around the field. And he did. He recruited the best receivers in the country. He spread people out. And again, he authored that statement last year when he said that the truth is, I don't like this, but you can't win on defense anymore. He said the RPO game has made it impossible for DBs and linebackers. He said you just can't win that way anymore. He said Georgia was probably the best defense in the country last year. We scored 45 or 48 on them, and it just didn't matter. And that's the truth of it. And so for a guy in his 70s to make that type of dramatic change, to suddenly say, look, I realize my way doesn't work anymore, and I need to do it a different way to find success, and then to actually put that into practice and do it and win an additional national championship, you got to give that guy credit for that. You know, there's just no way around it. He has reinvented himself after the age of 70. And in sports, that is beyond rare. It's all but impossible. And so I don't know how long he's going to coach, but I know this. He's going to try and do the same thing every year. Now, whether he can do it this year with the weapons he has remains to be seen. I think there's a significant drop off this year in terms of the weapons. We'll see how it plays out for him. All right, when we get back, I want to touch on a little bit of NBA basketball, and then we're going into college football. We're going to talk some playoffs. We'll talk some top 40. And some road rage quarterback list. You want to get in on the Vibe broadband communication phone lines? You're welcome to 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. Quick break. We'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
This is Line X Country. Hardworking and built Line X tough. Accessories and customization that go beyond the bedliner. Way beyond.
Come see us today at Line X of Anderson.
According to the National Elder Mistreatment Study, 1 in 10 seniors suffer abuse in nursing homes. It can be shocking to discover that your loved one isn't getting the care they deserve. If you suspect your family member is suffering from nursing home neglect, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, encourages you to help defend them by calling 864-654-3680 for a free legal consultation. The call and consultation are free. Don't wait. Call now. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina.